Okay, we have a number of chazal that say the same thing cryptically. Say the medrash here, the medrash in Koaz Rabbah, and then looking around and where they quote it that it's probably the most explicit in the Zohar, so he quoted the Zohar too. But they're basically all saying the same thing. There's a pasuk in the beginning of Noach, Perek Zayin, pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Hashem the Noach, Bo Ata v'kol Beischa Ha'ateva. That Hashem tells Noach, you and all your family should go to the Teva. So the Medrash says, it's a regular Medrash in Kohel, it's Rabba, Dover, Acher, and Ruach HaMoshe, Otad Echa, Mitaber, you know, the pasuk says that even if you're in a special difficult situation, you should not change from your norm. It was Medaber min Noach. That pasuk is going on Noach. Nichnas ha'ateva b'rishus, v'yotz rishus. Even though there was a pressure to go into the teva, he didn't go against his norm. He waited derech eretz till he got rishus. And likewise, there was a pressure to leave the teva once the mabo was over, and it seems the teva was very cramped, it was very uncomfortable, and he waited v'yotz rishus. Nikle rishus minayin, how do we know they went into rishus? Because there's a pasuk in this week's parsha, Bo atav v'chol beischa ha'teva. Hashem tells him to go into the teva. Niyotzer rishus, minayin. How do we know they went out of the rishus? Same in ha'teva. Because also, in other words, both going in and going out, he needed rishus. Okay, just to read the Zohar, before we start any shmuzim, it's make life easy for ourselves. We'll just read the bottom, which is a Hebrew translation of the Zohar. So it says, going down, here is, okay, all right, start from the beginning. Yud Gimel. Amar Rav Shimon, Lama B'chol Parshik Siv Elokim, Shudayin, Po Shem Avai, Shushem Elyon Sharachman. In other words, in the whole Parsha, it uses the word Elokim by the Mabel, because it's obviously Hashem is functioning as Midas Hadin, punishing the Dora Mabel. But here it says, Hashem told Noah, go into the Teva. Elu Sol Shinamanu, okay, teaching us a secret. Ein Derech She'eshes Ba'abayas Tekabu Orech Lebeisa. That the wife of the Ba'abayas is not allowed to invite guests, or not the Derech, to invite guests into the house. Erechus Baila. She needs permission of the Ba'al. Came Bo, Noah brought to the Garden of the Teva. Noah wanted to go into the Teva. But he had to wait till the owner of the house gave him permission. Shua Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Shem Abaya, that's a machrona, so he's giving him permission to go in. In other words, when I think the mashu of the Eishes Baal Bayis is that Noach himself is like the Eishes Baal Bayis. After all, Noach is the person that was put in charge of the Teva. He actually built the Teva. He's, you know, he's the Baal Bayis' representative to be in charge of the Teva. So it's like the husband has a wife who he's not home and he leaves her in charge of the house. So now someone wants to move into the house. So Derech Eretz, the person cannot, even if the wife says fine, no, you got to get permission from the Baal Bayis. You can't go in just because the wife says it's okay. It's not right. So likewise, Noach, even though the person who is in charge, meaning himself, says it's fine, and he wants to go in, he has to wait till he gets permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this was the permission, Bo Ateva. And then if you just skip to the end, it says at the last four lines, Ekein Lamanu, Shem Babayis, Eino Noisin El Rishus, Ahakas Kolosin Shabon Imo. It's not enough that he gives you permission, but he has to give permission to all your people that are with you. If you want to go in and you have a wife and children and to the house, and the Baal Bayis gives you, you get a message that you can go in, but you didn't get a message anything about your wife and kids, so they can't go in. Because that Hashem had to give explicit the Kuram Bipratis, not Rishusikon. Hashem didn't just tell Noach, you can go into the Teva, and then Noah would have gone in with his wife and children. But Hashem had to give him explicit permission that you should go in with your children. Okay. So that's the Chazal. It's the same Chazal. I say it's in other places, a number of places. The Medrash Lekach Tov here also says it a little bit clearer that Noach did not go into the Teva until he got Rishus. And even if had he gotten, even though he wanted to go in, he waited till he got Rishus. And even if he would have gotten Rishus, he needed explicit Rishus for his wife and his children. In general, there's probably a little chiddush here that, you know, Noach is, this is before the Torah is given, he only has Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. There's Bishnama, us, we have the whole Torah to learn out all Mitzvahs, we make the Yukim, we learn out Musar Shmuzim from all kinds of Parshas. But Noach did not have the Torah, he just had Zayin Mitzvahs. So where does it say, anywhere in the Torah, where in the Zayin Mitzvahs, that you can't go into some of the Baal Bayis' house without his permission? So you have to say that this is Sichli, this is a Musar, Yashris and Seichel, that it's not Derech Eretz. Someone owns a house, you don't go in without his permission. And Noach is obligated, even though there's no Pasuk, and no, that's not one of the Zayin Mitzvahs, but there's an obligation on him to fulfill the Mitzvah Sichli, which is a, I don't know if it's a big chiddush, but it's a chiddush which is probably definitely true, that the Zayin Mitzvah Goyim, even though we say Goyim only have Zayin Mitzvahs, B'nai Noach, but that Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach that are written, but besides the Zayin Mitzvahs, they are obligated in all Mitzvahs Sichli. I think people do say that. I think Rabbi Chanan said that, I don't remember, but it is said that Goyim are mechuyev in all the mitzvahs sichli, and this is a mitzvah sichli, that you don't go into someone's house without permission. The shayit of here is why I think it's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush, is because you have to put the koyach atzir. Noach, it says he wants to go into the teva. Why does he want to go in? Because it's not pleasant. It's such an enjoyable, wonderful, comfortable couch in the teva. Says when the mabu was over, Moach wanted to go out of the teva. Teva was not a comfortable place. He wants to go into the teva because it's pikuach nefesh. There's a mabu coming. You know, and Noach spent 120 years building the teva, getting ready for the mabu. And now, he sees the beginning of the mabu. He wants to go in. It's not a comfortable place. They cared it. Says clearly that when the mabul was over, really Noach wanted to go out, but he felt Derech Eretz is not nice to leave until I get permission. It's very clear in Chazal, the mabul, the teva was a very uncomfortable place. But Noach wants to go in because, you know, it's either now or never. You know, if there's no rush to go in, then he has no desire to go in. It's not a desire to go in, there's no reason. He wants to go in because of Kuach Nefesh. Okay, sure enough, Baruch Hashem. Hashem tells him, Noach! Imagine the Pasuk. He tells him, go into the Teva. There's a marble guy, go in. And he doesn't say anything about his wife and kids. Okay? Sorry, you can't come in. Why are you going into the Teva? Because Hashem told me, Hashem gave me instructions to go in. Why did he tell you to go in? Because there's a mabul. Oh, but wife, your kids, you can't come. You didn't get permission. In other words, it's one thing. The whole Derech Eretz here seems very, very slight. You know, it's not Hashem's house. It's not Hashem's house. Hashem doesn't live in the mabul, in the teva. It's not like his private house. You're going to his private bedroom. He happens to own the teva. And I built it. I'm the one that built it. I spent 120 years building the teva. But I built it for you. So it's your house, officially, legally. You own it. The face doesn't seem like it's, I don't think it's a shayda or a gezo. Not that the mashal of the wife, it doesn't seem a shayda of gay, not stealing anything. You're just, you know, it's raining outside. I want protection. You know, it's pouring outside. It's pouring, it's pikuach nefesh, and there's a house, and they knock on the door, and no one answers. So theoretically, what it sounds like it's saying here, you know, Yeah, you can't go in. But there's wolves and there's lions and there's a storm and it's a, well the Bao Bus didn't give you permission to come in. Like, so what? And then why would the Bao Bus care? And this the Bao Bus told me to build the Teva. Hashem told me to build the Teva, Gufa to go into it. Like there's so many rationalizations. I built it, and I built it so that I should go in. And Hashem told me, originally he told me that I should go in. That's what he told me, to build the Teva. So, okay, he didn't tell me this second to go in. He didn't tell me not to go in. He didn't tell me not to tell my wife to come in. He just didn't mention anything about my wife. He told me, Miss Summer, you know. He said, no, you can't go in. It the extent of how far Derech Eretz goes, that this sounds to us like a slight gamma Derech Eretz, that you walked into someone's house without permission. You didn't damage anything. It's not like he's damaging the property. And it's a house that you're the Ashes of our bias. You're, right, that's what the Zohar compares him to. You're the wife and you're in charge. You're the person in charge of the house. You were given the keys. The Bao Bus left, he gave you the keys. And now you have a need to go in to protect yourself from some storm, from the wolves, from whatever. And it's basically Kemat Pikuach Nefesh, or maybe it is Pikuach Nefesh. And there's, no, it's not Derech Eretz. Not Derech Eretz. It's not Derech Eretz if I do something for, you know, for no reason, but I have a good reason. I would, if you would have asked me, I would never say, and again, there's no pasuk, it's all sichli. I would say, this is not a begam in Derech Eretz. This is acting like a normal human being. Of course. Now, it could, and the question is, we know, Pikuach Nefesh is Zaycha, Kol Tarakuda. I don't know. First of all, by a guy, there is no din, Pikuach Nefesh is Zaycha. That's only by a Jew. It's a pasuk of a Chayvam. So it could be that by Noach, there's no din of a Chayvam. But the Chiddush is that you would think that it's not a begam in Derech Eretz. In other words, it's only a begam in Derech Eretz, logically, if you're going ahead. Example, the Bawi Musar say, there's a halacha we had last year, that you're allowed to lie in certain situations. You know, if somebody is, someone wants to kill someone, and the person runs away, and he's hiding under the bed. And then the murderer comes in, says, did you see him? Is he in this room? So you're allowed to lie and say, no. You say, oh, yes, I don't know, I'm very honest. I never tell a lie. Yes, he's right there under the bed. Right? That's not, it's not shot that you're being honest. Honesty is a midah, also, the yashris. There's no yashris of being honest when someone's going to get killed. It's no yashris. It's not pshat that pikuach nefesh is doicha the isser of sheker. The Bawi Musar will say, there's no isser of sheker in that case. There's nothing wrong with lying. There's no it's not like you're eating chazer, but you're eating chazer because it's pikuach nefesh. Because there's a maisa veira. Eating chazer is a maisa veira. Yep, there's no that maisa veira of eating chazer is hutra. But there's no, it's not an aveira to tell a person, to tell a murderer that the victim's not here. That it's not called lying in the first place. So you would have thought this is not called a pigam in lack of Derech Eretz. It's not that I would have thought that Pikuach Nefesh is Deicher. Okay, a guy doesn't have the din of a Chai Behem. But there's no, is there a yashris of sichli not to give you, to do this? It doesn't, logically, it wouldn't have made sense to us. What's interesting is we find almost the exact same thing in a Bir Agra. There's a very famous hakdama that the children of the Gra wrote to the Bir Agra. And in there, in Orachayim, they tell some of the goddess of the Gra, a number of wild, very wild stories. So here they have a certain story of the Gra. This is from the Gra's children. It's printed in the Shulchan Aruch. In the beginning of Orachayim, you open up Orachayim, in the beginning, the front pages or so, you have the Hakdama to the Bir Agra, and has a story there. Pamachas, it's on the first line, Biosav Aderech, the Gra was in Derech. We know the Gra went into Golis. I assume that's when it was. The Gra went ahead and disguised, and you know, went hidden, and he went into Golis traveling. Maybe this wasn't when he was in Golis, I don't know. He went and he was saying by some person, a Yashadika person, a proper person. Be'erev, nothing about Ba'i, the fun of Lechel. The Ba'i is gave him food. If he's a Lechel, he told him, please eat. You know, there's a covered guy, a hush of a guest, please eat. For Yosin the fifth, so the Gra ate the Kian, and he vomited. Kinis Kalkudo, I don't know how to pronounce that word, Astum Chosom. In other words, apparently we know that the Gra was a Chosin. He's called the Chosin because he was prior from Olam Haza. Part of this prayer from Hazah is that he didn't eat regular food. The Gra only ate bread soaked in, I think it was olive oil, and he swallowed it without having to chew it, and that was all he ate because he didn't want to be nana from Olam Hazah. So he slept, I think, 3 hours a night, and he ate only this without chewing his food, and so Bimeda, he couldn't eat normal food. So this Baal Bas insisted he eat, so the Gra ate, he couldn't. His digestion system was not used to food. He hasn't eaten food except for this soaked bread and olive oil or whatever for years. So Vayavo Baabai, so the Baabais came and was like Karashem, and he found that the plate is still full. Kivitrita, the father opened up, so he told him, please do eat. Vayacholecho, so he ate again the Gra. And it was apparent the Baabas didn't know that he threw up. He just saw the plate full. Viki and Shub, and the Gra threw up again. This happened 3 or 4 times. Now the Gra tried 3 or 4 times to eat, and he vomited. One of the great Talmidim, Rav Chaim Volozhin, we don't know which one, but one of the Gra's great Talmidim asked him, Madua Mishar Nasho, why are you torturing yourself? You can't eat. Your body doesn't allow you to eat. You know you can't eat. Four or five times. Well, you know you can't eat. There's a pasuk. Whatever the Baal Bayis does, you should do. Whatever you have in the Chazal, the word essay, it means to the shear of giving your life. So he's saying that we have to get Mesiras Nefesh for this mitzvah. Now, I don't know, do I mean mamish giving your life? I don't know, that's what it sounds like. I have a din of pikuach nefesh, so I don't know. Either it's a drop, it means odd, but not odd means until, but a drop less. That's what odd, but it's no odd to cloud. Or he means that there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that a tzaddik is allowed even for a regular mitzvah, if he wants to give up his life for a regular mitzvah, he's allowed to make a Kiddush Hashem. So maybe the Gra held, you know. But what the Gra was saying, what you learn from this Chazal, that the mitzvah applies to Achi Yetzei Nafsho. It could be that the Alpidim Pikuach Nefesh is Deichet. It is the Pashas, it is Deichet. Obviously, it's a Baal Bas. Baal Bayis tells you to jump off the roof. You don't listen, you don't have to listen to him. I call Masha and Ba'abayas, I say, but there's Pikuach Nefesh, it's Deicha. You're not Mechuyah, if Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha, if it's Deicha, Mitzvah Deraisa, Shori Deicha, Mitzvah Drabanan. But if you want to be a Chassid, you could go ahead and give your life, because there's an Inyan, that's the Pasha Pshat, because it's not Pshat that it's Chassid Shaita. Because what are you doing? You're not doing anything. No, it's a tremendous Inyan, and Derech Eretz. So, I mean, in other words, what the Gra is saying is this qualifies for Derech Eretz. Okay, it could be that the mitzvah of Shemartim is Nafsho Seichem or V'chai Behem is Deiche. Maybe yes, maybe no, maybe there's a mitzvah chassidus not to allow it to be Deiche. But leaving out the mitzvah of V'chai Behem, you have a situation where the Baal Bas, he doesn't realize that your medical condition. He tells you to eat. If he knew you, it's how big of a, did the Baal Bas really care so much? If the Baal Bas knew the gross situation, he wouldn't want him to eat. He would like the guests to eat. And the Gra is saying that there's a mitzvah on him to be mesiris nefesh and shetetze nafsho till the point of getting died to derech eretz. The Baal Bus told me to do something. So it's a mitzvah. Now, it could be pikuach nefesh is derech in that mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah. I would have said, is that a mitzvah? What kind of mitzvah is this? Let's say it wouldn't be pikuach nefesh. Let's say you would just get very sick. God, it's a mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah is this? Yeah, because the Baal Bus told you. So what? So for that, you have to, if the Baal Bus tells you, there's no big deal, there's a mitzvah. But if there's a big deal, there's no mitzvah. It's an Indian to listen to the Baal Bus. But he said, this is midos. And midos, derech eretz, is achetetze nafsho. So what you see in both places, that things, they're not based on the same psukim. It's midos, midos tovos. Midos tovos in our parsha is you don't go into someone's house, else's house without permission, even though you're not damaging him. The Baal Bus tells you, you're in someone's house, there's a Baal Bus, he tells you to do something, it's derech eretz, you listen to the Baal Bus. These are midos. The yashris of midos is there's a yashris to fulfill a midah toiva even when it's achetetze nafsha. Could be halachically, then there's a din of pikuach nefesh is doicha. Okay? But what if you don't have pikuach nefesh doicha? What if it's a drop less than pikuach nefesh? What if you want to be a chassid and you want to make a kiddush Hashem? There's an inyan. It's not cool that it's ridiculous. There's no inyan. Because this is intrinsically a maisa of proper midos. Proper midos is to show is even at the to the point of pikuach nefesh. So therefore, noyach, in his proper midos, he could not go into the teva unless he got an explicit rishus. And even after he gets an explicit rishus, he can't tell his wife. I mean, some of Hashem, you're my wife too, you know? No. Till he has to say explicitly, your wife and your kids, everyone. And if you don't do that, it's lack of derech eretz. There's a mabul. What can you do? Derech Eretz is a sichli, without any pasuk, it goes even to the point of Mesiris Nefesh. So it's just, both chazals, it just show us the extent of midos, musar, not based, you know, like a person asks you with Rishis, you always drop the fifth Shulchan Aruch, where's the pasuk? Noach did not have any pasuk. There's no pasuk, there's no Shulchan Aruch. It's sichli in his head. This is not proper derech eretz, and that sichli of what's proper derech eretz midos eretzkeit is mechayev a person to the point of at least karev to pikuach nefesh.